Okay, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Anthony Valadez is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, and joins us now. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I know that it's going to be a party if we've got Anthony here, so I'm excited about that. And I know from your Instagram that you just got back from Dublin.
That's correct. Saw some incredible, actually enjoyed some incredible music, saw some incredible scenery, and had a great time.
Awesome. Okay, good. Well, let's listen to some of the music that you brought us. This one you actually discovered there in Ireland. This is Jaron Blind Boy Paxton with Candyman.
Candyman, Santa Claus. Candyman, Santa Claus. Candyman, Santa Claus. If you can't be my Candyman, you can't see my Santa Claus. Little red light. Green light, little red light, little green light, little red light, little green light. Stop on the red, go on the green, don't mess with me, stand in between.
You hear that, you can maybe think up Blind Willie Johnson. Any relation?
No, but great connection there. So this is very interesting. He's from South Central California. He's a 20-something multi-instrumentalist. And I met him in Dublin, and he was on tour. And so I ended up traveling with him along the coast to Cork and to his shows. And it's so interesting just hanging with him. He transports you to the 1920s. Louisiana, and he's such a character, and he plays during a live set. He'll break out the banjo or play the keys or the bones, which is a percussion instrument, or the harmonica or violin. And he's been applauded by the likes of Jack White and T-Bone Burnett. And it's so great to be far from home and connect with somebody from South Central far away. You know, it's nice.
Okay, well, the next one you brought us is J.J. Johansson. This is called Heard Somebody Whistle.
I woke up awfully early. Something disturbed my sleep. Out through an open window came this simple melody. I heard somebody whistle. I had to stop and listen.
I like that. And also, you're keeping with the theme here, Anthony, kind of taking us back to another era.
Yeah, and that was kind of accidental, actually, but good catch. He's out of Sweden, and, you know, he just popped up on my radar. He has a new record called King's Cross, and I did my research. Turns out he's been putting out records since 1996. He's a big deal in Europe, charted in France and Sweden, and his sound is very much an inspiration, actually, to the 90s, of the trip-hop sound. He's a big fan of Portishead and Massive Attack, and you hear it, and surprisingly, that song, Heard Somebody Whistle, is probably one of his most upbeat songs. When I play his music, it's very sad, but it's very melodic, and I get a lot of feedback from listeners who are like, are you okay, Anthony? That was really dark.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. He's Swedish, but he's got this perfect English. You would never know that he's not from the United States.
That's correct. But again, research, I had no idea he was from Sweden. I thought he was from the U.S., and that was a surprise to me. So, yeah, beautiful thing.
All right, well, good to hear that one. And the next one you have brought us is Steve Lacy. This is called Playground.
Thank you.
This is continuing in a tradition of the DJ sessions recently, which is very, very young singers. Steve Lacy is only 21 years old.
That's correct. There's a great story behind Steve Lacy. He learned how to play guitar via Guitar Hero and developed an understanding of technology via his iPhone and with apps and began making beats, put out a lot of records, actually put out a demo called Steve Lacy's Demo in 2017, where it was all produced on his iPhone. Wired did a story on it. He did a recent teen TED Talk, not that long ago, maybe a couple wow. years ago. But, I mean, this kid is a wizard, and he's known for his work with The Internet, the Grammy-nominated band. And they went on tour, but he was still in high school and couldn't even go on tour, which is just mind-blowing. And, that, you know, I love that you brought that up. I'm really inspired by technology and what the kids are doing, and especially on KCRW. I love that I can play something from a kid who made a beat or a song in their bedroom with their iPhone. It's
right.
amazing.
Well, yeah. We should remember that Billie Eilish, who's huge now, is 17 years old.
That's correct. The kids are taking over. And also, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And also what I love is that in his sound, you can hear the elements of Mac DeMarco and NERD. And I love that the kids are, you know, it's no longer I'm a hip hopper, I'm a rocker. It's like, I love music, dude. And I like the blend of genres and love. It's a great thing.
I love this quote. Lacey said he was in his Prince phase when he wrote Playground.
You can hear it, too. You can definitely hear the blend of Prince, which is going to live on forever.
Okay, the last one that you brought us today is from Tyler, the Creator. This is called Puppet.
I want to talk. I want to call you and talk. I want to walk to your front door and knock. After I stop, my vehicle drive to your city because we live an hour apart. Land at your driveway and put it in park. Then do the third line of this verse. Then back to my house and we pack up our bikes and we ride through the park. Chase the sun. God, that's all I want. Other than air, oxygen and financial freedom. Yeah, I want your company. I need your company. I want you to want for me. I can't maneuver without you next to me. It's so complex to me. What do you need? Do you need bread? Do you need this? Do you need to be alone? I can wrap this up and get away instead. What is your wish? It could be granted. You're number one on my list. See, I'm Santa. Where's Rudolph? You're parasitic. I do not have some control. I am starting to wonder. Is this my free will or yours? Yours.
Now, this is from his new album, which is called Igor, after Frankenstein's assistant.
Yeah. So Tyler, the Creator, is back, and we've been seeing his evolution from his early work where he was a gritty rapper, you know, hanging out. He's a skateboard kid on Fairfax. And now we see the influence of Pharrell all over this record. And we saw in a previous record, Flower Boy. And sonically, what's happening specifically on this song, he's taken the lead on production. He's now the sole producer on this record, which went number one. And it's the first time an artist was the sole producer on the record and made it to number one, which I think is a testament towards his creativity and his brilliance. And, you know, what he's saying is one thing, but the way he utilizes the production and the key chords on this record and utilizing it as a palette is definitely amazing. And another young kid. So, yeah, big ups to the youth.
And also, Tyler, the Creator, somebody who's sung about being attracted to men, which is interesting. This is a queer artist doing very well.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. There was some controversy early in his career where he would say certain things that were very negative towards the LGBTQ community. It was pointed out by Tegan and Sarah. They kind of called him out on it. To make this more interesting is the fact that he is a part of a crew called Odd Future, which houses the likes of Frank Ocean, who's LGBTQ, and Sid of the Internet. And then recently coming out, he mentioned, you know, he has been attracted to men. So he's an anomaly in so many different ways, but that's what I love about him, his courage to step out and say, you know what, I like men. And most importantly, he makes great music. So I love the fact that he's representing all these different components.
Anthony Valadez, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Anthony, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. Always fun to hang with you.
And you can find all of Anthony's picks on our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.